This is Apollo Control Houston at 48 hours, 22 minutes, now into the flight of Apollo 14. We presently show Apollo 14 at a distance of 156,579 nautical miles away from Earth, traveling at a speed of 3,178 feet per second. Meanwhile, in mission control over the past 20 to 30 minutes, Flight Director Pete Frank has been discussing with his flight control team procedures for Al Shepard and Ed Mitchell's lunar module housekeeping chore scheduled for early tomorrow morning, and flight plan changes are emerging. Since there will be no mid-course correction 3 scheduled, the current outlook is to move the LEM housekeeping forward by 1 hour, moving forward to 61 hours, 20 minutes ground elapsed time from the previously scheduled 62 hours, 20 minutes. This would also move the television time forward by 1 hour, moving to 60 hours, 40 minutes ground elapsed time from the previously scheduled 61 hours, 45 minutes ground elapsed time. Honeysuckle will be the station for this transmission. Considered into the change, into the changes is a revision back to the original flight plan, whereby we would not continue with PTC or the passive thermal control mode. The consideration given here was that a waste water dump will have to be scheduled in any case, and the procedure to be followed would be to schedule this dump as close as possible to the television and the housekeeping. The advantage to moving forward by 1 hour is to put the LEM housekeeping activities all on one shift. The previous planning or scheduling would have a shift change with about 1 hour remaining into the activity. Also, moments ago, the flight dynamics officer has passed along a new set of updates for S-4B impact. The coordinates now read 8 degrees 40 minutes south, 26 degrees 19 minutes west, at a ground elapsed time of 82 hours, 38 minutes, 3 seconds. Uniquely, the spacecraft, Apollo 14, will be passing over the front side of the moon at the time of impact. This was not the case in Apollo 12. It should be passing over the longitude of 61 degrees east at time of impact along its flight path. This would place it about 30 minutes away from passing over the longitude of impact. We will shortly be changing shifts here in the Mission Control Center, with the maroon team coming in to replace the orange team of flight controllers. The orange flight control team took over this morning shortly before the crew entered its rest period, and we have not heard from them aside from the first 15 or 20 minutes of our shift. We're at 48 hours, 26 minutes into the flight, and this is Apollo Control Houston.